Check out the online interviews, audio postcards, and more from the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com.
Thank you very much for the listen. It is Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. The weather today, highs of 5 degrees centigrade, lows of minus 2 degrees centigrade. It's going to be rather cloudy with a few isolated wintry showers, but the very cold, biting easterly breeze will continue. Okay, let's put a little bit of warmth into the whole area by going straight over to John Gerald. Lincoln-inspired preview show is going to be launched, John, and you, sir, are actually providing an absolutely unforgettable experience and, indeed, an event that money literally can't buy, although a £2 booking fee is worthwhile, because you're going to be running a writer's surgery at the Lincoln Drill Hall on Saturday, May the 11th.
That's right.
So, you know, from that sort of point of view, I can tell that there'll be trepidatious writers who might be sort of thinking, shall we go along, shall we not go along, etc. How harsh are you? Are you the Simon Cowell of publishers where you turn around and say, this is rubbish, stop wasting my time?
No, basically, you have to be honest, because you're not doing anybody any favours if you're not honest. But being unnecessarily harsh is completely stupid. So I'm there to try and help people, you know, not to make things worse. Now, I get 30 submissions a week to my literary agency. 29 of them, to be honest, you can turn down in the first 5 pages. Because the majority of people can't write. They can put words on the page.
But they're not spelt correctly. They're illiterate. It looks as though it was a monkey that's typing the thing out. I know, John. I've seen some student work.
It's a matter of being able to tell a story on the page. And so many people can tell it in their head, but that isn't the same as telling it in a book.
Yeah, I'd go along with that. Sarah, one of the good things about, obviously, Lincoln Inspired is that most of our fine folk, as we'll see, can tell stories. So what's the selection process in terms of getting this wonderful fine folk together for Lincoln Inspired, this festival of literature, performance and art?
Well, one of the things we wanted to do, Alex, was to make sure that we had a broad range of variety and genres in there, which is why you see flicking through the programme and have a look on the website of the programme that we've also got 11 patrons behind us as well, which are genre-specific patrons. So we've got music, performance, crime fiction, general fiction.
We actually use the 4-4-2 format as well for the patrons, which is quite nice.
So we were quite keen to make sure that we had that variety there and had a lot of friends as well involved and people that we've worked with in the past as well, so that we can trust them, we can rely on them, and we know that they're really good quality. And then also we kind of had some recommendations as well from those as well, so it's a fantastic range.
I quote from for the benefit of John Gerald's ears, join our journey and let's inspire and celebrate our creativity together. Alone we won't get far, but together we can achieve a lot. John, that actually brought tears to my eyes when I read those words. You know, it's amazing. I mean, it must send chills down your spine from that point of view. It's wondrous.
I think one of the great things is that it is a journey and that we all try and help each other, whether it's novelists or whether it's anybody else. Talking to people, not keeping everything in your head, is a great and good thing.
Okay, there's another event coming up, obviously, as far as the university is concerned, actually in April. It's a one-day science fiction conference that Caroline Edwards is actually coordinating, and we'll be speaking with Caroline, hopefully, about that in coming days and such like. Science fiction, have we come out of that closet, John? Have we actually sort of emerged as a genuine literary genre? I saw an interesting line on the web that suggested that even with respect to movies now, there's a more adult approach. Louis Savvy, of course, the grand coordinator behind Sci-Fi London, and Ilana Rain, our very own Ilana Rain, for Leonis, they're producing, you know, the kind of media interpretations that people often used to say, certainly science fiction writers are, you know, we're kind of 30 or 40 years ahead of the media in terms of producing stuff. Is there a balance now? Are people actually happy to celebrate, given that obviously the next part of the Doctor Who adventures continues this very Easter Saturday?
Absolutely. It's a broad church. There will always be some critics of literary fiction who sneer at it in the same way they sneer at crime fiction, romance, thrillers, or anything that isn't what they perceive as fiction. However, it's much broader now. You've got authors like Chris Beckett, who won a Short Story Award last year against authors who won the Booker Prize and the Whitbread Prize, and the judges said they didn't know they liked science fiction until they read his book.
And of course we still have the notion of the Margaret Atwoods of the world who say, no, I don't do science fiction, I do.
And then they'll talk about speculative fiction.
Exactly.
Or science fiction being squids in spaceships. But happily, it is a broader church. 10% of all paperback fiction sold in the UK is SF and fantasy. So it's a large market out there. And I think that any critic who sneers against science fiction is sneering against the public, and I'm not in favour of that.
So a quick line before I open questions for Ed, a little point that came out of a Guardian writer yesterday, which said, this is outrageous. Why are there so few female writers contributing to the SF material that's actually out there? Stephen Moffat hasn't employed a single woman science fiction writer for any of the Doctor Who stuff he's actually been involved with. I mean, we don't seem to have an equivalent in British terms to the Jane Espensons and company in the States. I mean, there are good women science fiction writers, or is it something, John, that you see it's a gender split, that actually there's still a perception that, Sarah, you think science fiction is all those knobs and things, I don't want to get involved with that. Different perspective.
All fiction is about people, first and foremost. It doesn't matter if it's bright and shiny objects. If it doesn't affect people, it doesn't matter. And certainly I think... I'm going to the National British SF Convention today, which takes place every Easter. First one was 40 years ago. At that time, there were probably 10 men to every woman. Now it's 50-50. So it's changed hugely over those years. I think it's awful that Stephen Moffat isn't using any women in the Doctor Who. But there are good female science fiction writers and fantasy writers out there.
Yeah. I know there was, I think Russell T. Davies had put out an initial thought about J.K. Rowling, but that's a different perspective. In case people are actually wondering about this event that's being organised by Caroline Edwards at the University of Lincoln, it's an Adam Roberts conference on the new genre army, and it comes up, I think, on the 5th of April, if memory serves. So that's that. And will you be attending that one?
All things equal.
Oh, well, there we are, you see. We might connect with that. If not, who knows? You know, it's we've never actually had a face-to-face meeting. Mind you, Minty Steed, in case you're wondering, where's Minty today? It's all right, she'll be back next week. But it was about 9.5 years before we met face-to-face. It's a strange world. Ed, questions for John.
Yeah, John, just taking it back to Lincoln Inspired and your writer's workshop on the 11th of May. Quite often when we're talking to authors on the programme, people talk about how difficult it is to write the first 5 pages, and that's something that you picked up on just then when we were chatting. People have got to submit their work for your writer's workshop, so what will you particularly be looking for in a small part of their writing for that day?
OK, two things to say. The first thing is any publisher or agent will tell you when they're asked what they're looking for, I'll know it when I see it, because it's so subjective. It's so much gut reaction as well as the cold brain saying this works commercially. With an opening, it doesn't have to be full of action. I mean, I can think of 3 openings I've seen recently which I've loved. One was a teenage girl making herself up before going on stage. One was a bloke walking through the forest to a meeting he obviously didn't want to go to. And I can't remember the third one at this moment. But the thing is it's the writer's style. It's the way they use words that gets you. So you're straight into the story. Do not tell the background in the first few pages. Do not say, in the year 5555, the Snarg invaded Earth and blah, blah, blah. Get us into the story, get us into the characters, and then you can gradually, over the first 50, 60, 70 pages, give us the background. But we have to care about the characters and the story.
Super advice.
Will you be taking a part in that event, Ed?
I think so. You know, I could well have just learnt more in the last 20 seconds than I ever did in my
career
at school.
That's the benefit of a John Gerald mini-surgery. It's kind of like a blipvert of wonderment that comes through on that basis. John, if you've had a look at the programme, hopefully you have. You've seen some real treats. Anything that sort of you'd like to draw the listeners' attention to? Obviously, all this is on lincolninspired.co.uk. What sort of events, other than obviously your own fabulous writing surgery, would you actually say, that appeals to me? You don't have to mention the 50 years of Doctor Who event, but if you want to, you know.
I would certainly mention that, because I'm sadly old enough to remember watching the very first episode in November 1963, when I was 10.
Well, as William Hartnell might say, are you a young man?
Indeed, I am.
Yeah, there we are.
Young. But certainly, I mean, you're going to talk to William Hussey later.
Indeed.
Bill is a great and good man. I think, in all honesty, apart from that, I'm not going to check out individual things. I'm going to say, come along to it, because it takes in everything. And in the same way that, talking about my own field, science fiction, we don't really read science fiction. We read in lots and lots and lots of areas. We go to the cinema. We go to the theatre. We're interested in the arts in general. So I would say to anybody, go and be interested in the arts.
I'm personally looking forward to the Urban Herb Walk, and we'll be talking with Hannah Sylvester about that, because apparently Hannah, she went to school with you, Ed.
I think she went to school with my sister,
Kate. All right. Yeah. Was she into the herbs then?
I don't remember.
It's a great BBC series. You should actually get it on DVD. Sorry, there are some people who might just remember The Herbs, John. You might not be
indeed,
one of them.
I don't pass in the lion.
In fact, I'm thinking of some kind of wonderful mashup between The Herbs meets sort of Doctor Who events. I think that could be a bit be one to work with. John, it's been absolutely fabulous just touching base with yourself. A reminder for people who want to find out more about John Gerald, it's johngerald.co.uk to find out all manner of wondrous things. The Lincoln Inspired site, which we'll mention, I would have thought probably at least 40 times during the course of the next 2 hours. Lincolninspired.co.uk, which is happening in every sense of the word. I do appreciate, as I say, the steampunk design of the whole thing that's there, because you've clearly got the kind of classic, almost Phileas Fogg, Jules Verne approaches to the whole thing, and then you've got the police box. I say a police box, it ties in with a certain programme, but we won't talk about that it's time, relative dimensions, and Lincoln and such stuff. John, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic return to the Midweek Drive Morning Edition?
It's been terrific. Thank you so much, Alex, and good luck for the rest of the programme.
So can I take it to you'll be able to join us, hopefully, as say, live in the studio before too long?
And I would love to.
Take for heart. Exactly, because as I said, Sarah, one of the things when I spoke to John, the guilt just washed over me. I thought, I can't believe it was 5-6 years ago. Isn't it?
And
of course,
gosh,
he has actually sort of cooked a meal for you since then. So that's, yeah, so cooked a meal for me. Whatever. Time for the monkeys.